You may want to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. That's going to be the text that we'll use for the invitation this evening. I got a PDF in an email today, and the individual who sent it out indicated that it was a free gift that he was sending out to every single Church of Christ. He felt that it was important the message be sent to Churches of Christ first, and then after he had finished that and accomplished that, he's going to send it out to the rest of the world, I guess. That was the idea. Premillennialism. And he was contending for a premillennial doctrine, including concept of the rapture, and saying that the indications from Scripture are the events of the establishment of Israel in 1948 and the return of Jerusalem as the capital city in 67, which, by the way, Jerusalem actually isn't the capital city of Israel at this point in time, but that was his claim, indicates that in our generation, the Lord is going to come. So he's a date setter, and he's a premillennialist. And the interesting thing that back in the 1930s, there was a lot that was being taught, especially in one particular area of the country, the Indianapolis area, on the subject of premillennialism. A battle was fought among Christians as to whether that particular heresy would gain any traction at all. Men stood up and preached against it and defeated it at that time. In the 1970s, something called realized eschatology, we kind of know that as the AD 70 doctrine, which claims that the resurrection happened on AD 70 as a part of the destruction of Jerusalem, the judgment of God upon the Jews, and that all the concept of a future judgment of God and a future resurrection, that's not true, not valid. More eschatology, more millennialism that's involved in that kind of thing. It was dealt with in the 1970s, and many brethren were saved from going astray as a result of it. But these kinds of things rear up again and again and again. And I thought I would just mention that first of all, to note that while it sometimes can get tiresome for us to hear preaching and teaching, which is designed to refute error, fact is that error never entirely goes away. It may be that people go underground for a while, and then after a period of time, they or their descendants will revisit it in the hope of leading some astray. But it's necessary always to be ready, because error is always being propagated out in the world, and we've got to defend it. And so it can be tiresome. Be honest with you, it's tiresome for me from time to time to have to deal with it again. And I would just as soon talk about something else. But from time to time, it is necessary to deal with those things. It was interesting that in this PDF, and I looked at it a little bit, and I wouldn't suggest anyone read it. It's not worth the time. But he talked about the view that he had, that the view that we hold concerning the judgment day and the kingdom of Christ and such is error that was first started by the Gnostics and then the Catholics, and we've been influenced by their teaching. I want to read to you the statement in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 concerning that one aspect that he emphasized, that we can know that in our generation, the generation that is now present, Hal Lindsey's been doing the preaching this for since the 1970s, which an entire generation has passed since he first said, in this generation the Lord's going to come. But this verse in verses 1 and 2, concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. So comes as a thief in the night. Fact is, we cannot know when the Lord will come. Now, we have been talking in our adult class on 1 Peter about the inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, which is reserved in heaven for us, and it will be received by us in that day of judgment. So we talk about the reward, and I want you to understand just how wonderful and great it is. It is not tarnished. The glory will not fade. The luster will remain. We will enjoy for an eternity our presence with God. But we don't know when that day will come, and this reward is reserved only for those who are obedient to Him. And so we're going to offer an invitation at this time, in case there is anyone who is here tonight who wants to ensure that should the Lord come, because I'll tell you, the Lord may come in this generation. We don't know when it will be. He may come tonight. You don't have the surety of tomorrow, but you do have the surety of heaven in the presence of God for eternity if you'll obey now. So we offer ourselves to you. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we ask that you turn away from your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away. If there is anything that we can assist anyone who is here with tonight of a spiritual nature, we offer it to you. Would you come while together we stand, while we sing?